All right, so what I'm about to say is cringe and not for the weak stomach.
Oh, wow. It's a way to start.
Picture this. I walk into the men's restroom.
Oh, no, I'm out. I want out. I don't want to picture it. I want out.
There's two stalls there. I sit in one. I'm looking at my phone.
We're in a stall with you in the bathroom? That's where you want to take us right now?
It's an active restroom because it's shared on our floor with everybody who is a tenant on our floor, right? So I'm sitting there just scrolling on my phone, right? And there are people that are in and out that I hear, and someone sits in the stall next to me. Now, about that time, now I've already been there for several minutes, right? Now, at about that time, I realize there is no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
And so I start to panic. And well, yeah. There's someone now next to me, in the stall next to me. I hear them doing whatever and using all the toilet paper they need, right? And I'm sitting here going.
You have to ask your little stall neighbor, right?
No, I would never.
You would never?
I would never.
Listen, women have been in this situation before. It's not a big deal because we use the stalls all the time. That's just all we have.
So what's the etiquette?
For men,
do you say
it's gotta be different.
can you pass under the stall door some toilet paper? Is that what you say?
Yes.
Well, I didn't because I'm not in this situation a lot, and far be it from me to assume that there would be toilet paper when I sat down. And only later did I realize, after done scrolling my phone, that I didn't. So I'm sitting there sweating, going, okay, all right.
Are you texting someone?
No.
Is that your next plan instead of asking the neighbor you know is right there?
My plan of action is wait until the bathroom is clear and then somehow slip into the stall next to me.
Are you telling me you're going to waddle into the other stall? Like, literally, like, there are so many things that are wrong, could go wrong with that plan, sir. That's what you're doing. You couldn't just say, hey, bud, can you spare some toilet paper? There's nothing in here. You couldn't say that.
Kelly, I would rather die.
It's like bathroom code.
Then
you want to instead your plan is to wait until they leave and then to get up and waddle with your pants still down and hop into the other stall. That's your plan.
Listen, you're not helping. And when I told my wife this same story,
did she say the same thing?
She
had to say the same thing, right?
She didn't suggest that I ask the stallmate for toilet paper.
What was her suggestion then?
She asked me what I did.
Oh, okay. So she didn't even have a suggestion. She's just like, please go on. Tell me what happened.
So I had to wait until the bathroom is clear. And I'm sure the stallmate next to me is wondering, man, what's the deal with this guy? This guy was in here when I came in, and he's going to be in here when I had
things to work out.
When I had to leave. Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. So I hear the doors all close. And now I am terrified because you're right, Kelly. I have to do this weird waddle.
You're going to be exposed potentially if someone walks in.
That's right. They're gonna
see the wrong time.
They're gonna see a couple moons over my hammy that they are not ready to experience as I'm quickly trying to shuffle between one stall and another.
No one should be exposed to that. Nobody.
So
and then you'd have this is at work, right?
Yes.
Then you're going to have to quit. Like, there's no way that you could show your face in the whole building again, regardless if that person works here or if they were just a visitor. It doesn't matter.
Well,
you wanted to risk that.
Kelly, I didn't only want to risk it. That was my plan.
That was it.
That was what I settled on.
As opposed to just saying, hey, like, they were going to understand. It happens. You're not the first person on planet Earth to go into a stall and not notice there's no toilet paper.
Kelly, this may be a key difference between girl code and guy code. Because girls, they have each other's back. Guys...
Or logical brain power? Logic.
Oh, easy.
Logic.
Easy. Okay. The logic I came up with was wait until the bathroom clears quickly take less than 20 seconds to exit my stall, run around to the other one, and get back in the other stall and lock it before anyone comes in.
Oh, there's so many wrong things that can happen in this scenario. Oh, Alex says, I'm on Ben's side. I'm not asking the other guy next to me for some toilet paper. I'd actually do the same thing that Ben's doing. Really?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I don't trust another guy. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, see, Jenna's like, lose a pair of underwear. She was like, use the underwear and then throw it away.
What if it's code for something else? Where it's like, hey, buddy, can you pass me some toilet paper under the stall? And then that person gets the wrong idea.
No, you say no actual toilet paper. There's actually no toilet paper. Then you make the noise of the spinning little thing that's got nothing on it. Ashley says, Kelly obviously doesn't have bathroom anxiety like some of us. Well, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
So
you just say, sorry. Hey,
anyways,
I got in here and didn't realize.
I say all this to say I worked it out. I waited till the bathroom was clear. I did my little fun waddle and got back in. Shut everything up.
It was fine.
And everything was fine.
Did you go back and clear up the situation you left?
I cleared it up before I left. What do you think? I'm an animal?
Well, I didn't know. I just didn't know. I didn't figure you'd think that far through it. You just escaped.
What do you mean? I had probably 10 minutes to sit there and devise my plan.
Wow. Christy says, this was literally an episode of Seinfeld. Oh.
I didn't know that, but I will say that I can't be the only one who's been stranded without T's and P's, a.k.a. toilet paper.
Amy says, hey,
Kelly, we don't need to get gross here. We don't need to be gross.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
I did say at the start, this is not for the weak stomach. We don't need to be gross.
I do have a sign in my little bathroom that says, out of TP, text me. Did you think about that? Did you have a thought to text somebody in the office to come rescue you?
I would never.
Oh, you would never? Okay.
Again, just as
we're not asking the next door neighbor, and we're not texting anyone.
Right. Just as I would not ask the person in the stall next to me, I would never text someone at work. Hey, buddy, can you come in and bring some paper towels?
Susan almost drove off I-65 when she heard about your waddle.
Grown man waddle right there.
We're all picturing it, and for that I'm angry. I'm angry about that picture I now have in my brain, and I feel like I'm going to have it every time I look at your face. So thank you for that.
Welcome.
Thank you for that.
Welcome.
Thank you for that.
Listen, we're all family here. We can talk about hard things sometimes.
Somebody else suggested use your sock. Throw away the
listen,
sock.
I'm not sacrifice about to. I'm not about to sacrifice. It was cold. I couldn't do that. Wasn't about to sacrifice that when I could, when I had landed, when my brain had landed on the solution, that was what I was going to go with.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
this forevermore now, you've learned a lesson, right? We are double checking.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
And guess what?
We make ourselves at home.
This morning, it was still out of toilet paper.
Oh, did you send a strongly worded email to somebody?
I don't know who
we contact about that.
No, nope. but I did not make that mistake twice.
Did you think about putting a sign on there?
I did. But then at the same time, I was like, man, there's going to be some other sucker that is doing the exact same thing I did.
And you just wanted them to feel your pain?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
See, then you're setting yourself up. What if you walk in and someone else is doing the waddle?
Well,
and then you have to witness it.
Well, hey, you know what?
Traumatizing for everybody.
Of all people, I would understand.
Oh.
I'd be like, bro, been there.
That's what you would say. Probe in there.
That's right.
Okay.
Anyways, that was my embarrassing story. Anyone else have a story where you were trapped without TP?
Interesting how you handled it. And we learned something, the difference again between you and I. You're going to sit there and risk it all to do a waddle. Where I'm just simply asking, just like, hey, do you have any toilet paper there?
Yeah, but here's the thing. First. Listen. And I know we're mowing over the same grass here.
we're flushing the same toilet here.
But listen, I ask once for toilet paper. The person gives me toilet paper and doesn't give me enough. And then I have to ask again.
Then we're going to be like, oh, Kenya, do you have some more?
Right. I mean,
really?
What sort of world is this?
That's what you're worried about?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, nothing.
And then all of a sudden, I got to be like, hey, buddy, can you spot me a few more squares?
I figure that a dude is going to know to give you enough.
Anyways.
I feel like they're going to know.
Thanks.
To give you enough.
Thanks, Kelly, for being as supportive as I thought you would be in this situation.
You knew there was going to be zero support.
I don't know why I ever...
You knew there was going to be ridicule.
I don't know why I ever bring anything up on this stupid show and think that I will get emotional support from you.
There's no T's and P's. There's just TP.
Not even TP. There wasn't. There wasn't TP then, and there isn't TP now. So thanks. Thanks, guys.